Hello, everyone. I hope you all had a gorgeous week and you enjoyed last week's episode with Hillary. Today, I have the fab Emma Kyo on to have the chats, to have the period chats today. Loved recording with her. Like, just to give you a little snippet, her most embarrassing period story may or may not consist of white jeans and being on a tour in Venice. I will say no more. You need to go listen to that episode. You'll absolutely love it. Emma, thank you so much again for coming on. Like, you're literally like a ray of sunshine coming into the podcast studio. So yeah, thanks a mil. And guys, again, we have the fab Tanner Gannick. You guys know I am obsessed with tan. And if I can use something on my skin that's not going to affect my hormones, not going to affect my health, I mean, like, hook it to my veins, literally. And that is what Tan Organic does. There's no parabens, there's no silicones, everything's organic, it's vegan, it's cruelty-free. On top of that, they're hugely into the environment. So for every bottle of tan you buy, they will take a pound of plastic out of the ocean. Like, how amazing is that? You can be tan and glam, and you can save the planet. Like, stunning. So I also have a little discount code. My code is AOK20. You can pop onto their website. I don't make any money on that. I don't make any commission. That is just purely for you. And of course, go onto my Instagram because I have loads of little highlights there saved on Tan Organic. So you can see what it looks like on the skin. And I run through a lot of their products if you're not really sure what to get. So I hope you really enjoyed this episode. And yeah, let's get started. Let's spill the tea with Emma Kyo. So, Emma, thank you so much for coming in today. You're on the other side of the table.
I know. Because you were on this side how many episodes ago? God.
I was in your first season. Was I second or third episode?
You were second or third on mine. And now I'm on yours. I know. And I'm on her too as well, to be on yours. Like, you are like the genie of periods, hormones, everything.
The genie. Yeah. I think I've been called the queen of hormones before. I will definitely take genie. Love that too.
Yeah.
Emma, tell people who you are for those of you who might not know.
Okay, so I'm Emma Kyo, K-E-H-O-E, and I'm on Instagram and I'm a life coach. I just recently graduated in mindfulness and meditation, and slowly I'll get to that kind of realm as well. I think you have to let it absorb as well. I just recently left my job. I used to work in fashion and business development. I left that about 2-3 months ago, but I've been on, I'd say, Instagram for a good few years now, but it's kind of like a side hustle as well. But I'm all about positivity, you know, and I'm very real on social media. I say it as it is, and I just believe in being positive as well and just keeping yourself in a really nice space as well. You don't always have to give out shit.
Amazing. Yeah. And that is exactly why I asked you on today. I feel like I loved having the chats with you when I was on your episode. And I'm like, and you were just real. You were like, let me tell you this story. She's like, well. So I was like, she would just be gassed to have on with the period chats. I'm going to grill you and I'm going to get all the details on your periods and everything that's happened over your life. So first question, easy one. Tell me about your first period.
My first one was, I think I was in primary school, right? And I was 12. And it happened and I was like, oh my God, I need to go home. My mom needs to come to school. You know, you don't know, you feel like something's after happening and you just need to go home. And I remember I went home and my mom was making a big tizzy because I'm the eldest girl. So it was like, oh my God, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
My dad, then telling my dad, Joe, go to the shop. She needs, you know, Sancho pads and all this. And I was like, don't tell dad. Like, because it was so hush hush, like you weren't supposed to know. But then they actually stopped and I don't know what that was. And then I think they kind of came back. I was about 13, 14. Then it came back. I was in school again and I was able for it then and I was educated on it then. But my first proper, my bleed was when I was 12, but then I really didn't start getting them till about 13, 14. But that's the memory I remember when I had it. But I remember then we were educated in school about her periods and it was like, oh, here's a Sandra pad and all this. And I was like, is this it? Like, this was sex education. I was like,
no way.
Yeah. It wasn't like, this is a man, this is a woman. Like, we got told, and like, we had, there was like free always pads. There was no like education on tampons. I didn't know how to use a tampon. I knew my mom used them, but I didn't know, would they stay up there? How long they lasted? I didn't know any of this. And I only said in one of my episodes, I think it was like episode 4, that I only started to use. I remember I had no pads with me. I was about 16. I was working, or 17. I was working in Tesco at the time. And I was in college. And I was like, oh my God, I actually have no pads. Like, I don't want to go and buy them. And I knew that there was tampons, I think, in the bathroom. You know,
yeah,
the little machines.
You're almost scared.
You know, in the machines, yeah, they had them only there. Like, yeah, the vintage ones from 1950.
You need, like,
you put
coin.
It in, you go, ching, like this. And I went and I was like, right, I'm just going to try. Oh my God. I literally should have, like, there was no YouTube then. So if I had a YouTube trying to insert a tampon when I was about 17, and I was like, right, he's going to get stuck up there. Am I going to bleed through? Am I going to, like, I didn't know. I was freaking out. And I was working in Tesco's at the time. And obviously, insert here, eventually got it in. And I was like, oh my God. But I kept on, like, having to check myself. I was like, is there anything? You know, always that, is there anything on the back of me? And it was fine. I was like, okay, I can actually do this. But I remember being so in like, you know, lost. I was like, and I felt so insecure about that because I wasn't educated on what it is. Okay, what's your flow like? How many days does your period last for? Should you, so like, you know, mm-hmm, okay, your first day of period, use super, then midway if you're, use regular,
yeah,
and then always do this. Oh no, I was just winging it on super for God knows how long. Mm-hmm. But, and it just, oh, I don't know, like, I always felt, I didn't feel, it's like nearly confident as well. You know, when you have your period as well, when I was younger, you do feel so a bit insecure about it. And I think as you get older, I've seen this actually on TikTok. It's like when you first get your period and you're teenagers, you're kind of like, I can't go out, I have to sit in. And now it's like when you're 30, you're like, right, let's get pissed.
Yeah.
Who cares? You know, yeah, you don't care. You get on with life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where when you're younger, you're like, oh no, I can't, like, just in case I can't wear that dress or blah, yeah, blah, blah. You know?
And I think what you're saying, so like, even the fact that you never had any education around it,
yeah,
it kind of puts this like taboo and like,
it does.
Hush, hush, and don't be talking about this.
Yeah.
And like, you're mortified to go in at 16 and buy pads, like,
yeah,
when you're in work in, yeah, Tesco. Like, you know, yeah, hide them under your jacket. Like, you prefer to go down and traumatize yourself using tampons for the first,
oh,
time. And that's actually one of my questions. Tell me, yeah, about your first time using a tampon. So that is such a good story that, like, up the balls in work, had another, yeah, option,
yeah,
and basically sink or swim. Like, you were, you, yeah, know, the choice.
Yeah.
So you were the eldest, and then periods were regular at the start. When did they level out then? So like from 13, 14, did you start,
yeah,
having regular periods after that?
I started leveling out then around 14, and then my cycle's always been 5 days. Always been. And it's, I'm very lucky that it's like clockwork. I was on the pill from the age of about 18, late 17, to, ooh, I'd say about 30, 31.
Wow, the long time.
About 12 years.
Yeah.
And I was on, I remember, I didn't retry the mini pill. I done the pill for, like, you know, where you stop and you have a bleed. Little did I know, only because of Aisling, that it's not a period.
So
it's a
for
bleed.
Those years, you were like, oh, I have a period and I have no cramps,
yeah,
and it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah,
really
I only
regular.
Found that out like a few months ago. It's not real.
Yeah.
So, like, it's
and
an
for
illusion.
Those people don't know, a period is not, or pill bleed is not a real period. It's a side effect of stopping the pill, the withdrawal,
yeah,
of hormones. So that is a very big,
it's basically an illusion. It's an illusion. It's like that film, was it Inception? Literally.
Pill bleed is Inception.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, and so that was that. And then I came off and I was like, okay, I need a break because hormones. And then I started to get this acne. Oh my God, all over my face.
It's when you were 31.
I was 31, 32, got acne. Now, I mean, really bad. And I started to scar so bad. I needed to get microneedling done. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't wear makeup at least 4 or 5 days a week. I'd only wear makeup about 3 times a week. I let my skin breathe or wear a little bit of, you know, the flawless filter or whatever. A bit of mascara, brow gel, the usual. And it was so bad. I was like, I actually feel insecure about this. So I got the microneedling done. That was that. But it was because of, I never knew until I listened to Aisling's pod, your pod, with Sinead Hegarty,
yeah,
all about the build up underneath. And it's like a blanket that's put over it. And then when you take that blanket off, which is the hormones, it's like, hey, it's a party in here. And it comes out in your face.
Yeah. I always call it like your Monica closet.
Oh yeah.
So like, you're just throwing stuff into the wardrobe, yeah, ignoring it for, yeah, years and years and years, and eventually you are going to open that,
yeah,
wardrobe and all hell breaks,
yeah,
loose. For anyone who has listened to my second episode, yeah, it's all about skin, all about acne, and my third episode is interviewing one of my clients who literally came off the pill. She'd no period for like, it's actually 100 days, and she'd crazy post-pill acne, got diagnosed,
whoa,
with PCOS, and it's all about her story. So for anyone who's like literally nodding their head along to you now, definitely,
yeah,
go back and listen to episode 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And what pill were you on?
I was on, I remember I first started, I forget what one I was on. Then I went on to Yaz and my mom started to say to me, you are like a psychopath. Now, she said it in a nice way because I nearly was about to say, excuse me, like, you know, if you look at me funny. Yeah. Like, but she was like, no, Emma, I was the same when I was your age. When I was in my 20s, I had to change my pill, which she was. And I changed my pill. I forget when I was on. I was about to say Elnet, which is the hairspray.
Dynet.
I think I was on that. And then I came off. I was like, no, I got to this point. And I was like, I just need to have a break for the moment. It's not good. I'm 30 now. I've been on the pill 12 years. Like, it's not good for my body. And being honest, I spoke about this to you as well before. I was never, how would you say, I have a sexual libido. I thought, oh, it's just me. It's just me.
Yeah.
And, you know, say my boyfriend at the time would have been, he's like, what's wrong? And all. And I was like, don't be horny, basically. Yeah. And I was like, I came off the pill then, and it's like this wave, this hormone inside me. Now, I wasn't like a big sexual animal, but it's like something just left my body. I was like, oh my God, I just feel so in control of my hormones. I just feel so me within my skin and, you know, not just, you know, the fake PMS, the bleed, you know, the libido. I was like, I've been taking this for so long, but that was just me feeling like that because I'm very aware of my body. Mm-hmm. But then as the years went on, remember I was discussing with you, I went on the Depot. Do not go on that. Anyone who's on that now, this is just my advice, get off that.
Yeah.
I felt like an absolute, someone was like a gremlin was inside me. I actually, shit you not, I was so depressed. I was roaring crying at least. My sister used to be like, oh, here we go. Here's Emma's fourth cry of the week. Now, taking into consideration, I was going through a really hard time. I went through a breakup. It was COVID. You know, a lot of stuff was going on with me emotionally and mentally on top of that as well. But I was on that, I think, for 3 months. I was like, oh, this is amazing. I don't need to, you know, do anything. Yeah. Then I got the second one and I remember the second time I got the Depot, so that would have been, so this would have been 1 to 3. So after 3 months, you have to go back and get your injection. So I went back 3rd month. I was like, fab. I actually thought that night I got, so that day I got my injection off the doctor. That night, it felt like I was going into labor.
Oh my God.
The pains that I got, I mean, excruciating pains, like I was going into labor for hours. Like, you know, when you get that Lillette's treatment done, it was that pull where you're like, I thought I had to take a Ponstan, the pain. It lasted about 2 days. And then I was like, this is not right. I was getting cramps in my legs. And then I was like, I'm coming off this. This is not right. So obviously you have to wait 3 months for it to wear off.
Yeah.
But then it can take about a year for it
even
to wear off.
That, yeah. Like, when did you get your period after that? And sorry, actually, just so for anyone who doesn't know. So Emma's talking about the Depot injection.
Yeah.
And like, I'm exactly the same as you. Mm. In no version of reality would I recommend that as a contraceptive. It's bizarre. First of all, you can't take it for more than 2 years because it can affect your bone health.
Your bone health.
Why in God's name would you risk your bones for sex? Like, it's not that good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
where
so
the guy can
options.
Get a bone, the guy can have the bone, but we suffer our
bones.
Know,
exactly. We'll put that in a t-shirt. Yeah. But honestly, even go onto my Instagram and look at, I have a post on the Depot injection. So for anyone listening, go and just read the comments because I've never taken it.
I remember that. And you were
and
telling
I'm
me
like,
about
I
it,
love
yeah.
people's honest opinions. Yeah. And they're just horror stories. And this is not to freak anyone out who's on it now. Like, if you're on it more than 2 years, get off it.
Yeah.
But it takes time. It can take about 8 months for your period to come back. When did your period come back?
My period came back, I'd say, it took about 40 days, I'd say. Now, I'm very lucky because my cycle was always so regular. And then, so I would have came off that last, say, August, September.
Mm.
So now it's like natural cycles. It's all that now. So I'm nearly off that a year now. And and my periods are regular only, I'd say, the last, I'd say, a few months are only regular. Because I remember we discussed on my pod as well. I actually thought, remember, I was like, I think I have endometriosis. Yeah. I was getting ultrasounds. I was getting all this done. Now, I'm fine for the moment. I think it was just hormones. It was stress. And then I have to take vitamins, like you were saying as well. But it's just so important to look after your own, number one, sexual health and your own, you know, menstrual health. Everything to do with that as well. Because, like, it's a lot to take on as a woman as well. Mm. Do you know that way? So, for me, I was like, sure, I'm 36 now and I will not go on any the only thing I know is, remember the copper coil you told me about, and you were like, that's the only thing that doesn't give out hormones, anything like that. That's the only thing. But I'm 36 now. Do you know that way?
I feel like you've done your time.
I've done my time. Yeah. And if anything happened, it happens. Do you know that way? Like, I'm old enough, do you know that way? And I'm in control of my body.
Yeah.
But I just think
were when we're younger, like you said on your go few episodes, it's like no matter what it is, put them on the pill. They're not educating children, well, not children, teenagers, mm-hmm. young women out there to be like, okay, so if you go on this pill, mm-hmm. this is what the side effects are going to be. Yeah. So you might not have this, and you might feel like this. So just to know, it's not you, it's the hormones.
Yeah. Like no. your sex drive. The main girls come into me and they're like in their 20s and they're like, they took low libido on my consultation sheet. And I'm like, no, you started having sex and you went on the pill and you switched off your sex drive.
Yeah.
So just little things like that, at least if you were on the pill and you were aware of that, you can be more like, okay, it's probably not me, it probably is the pill. And you can kind of just, you know, just be a little bit easier on yourself. But people think there's something wrong with them.
Oh, I was that girl. Yeah. I was like, there is something wrong with me for years. Yeah. Now I know there's nothing wrong with me.
So Emma, that was the first question. Let's go back a little bit. We're talking about sex ed and skills. I'm so intrigued. Did you never have like the birds and the bees chat in your school?
No.
Not in school?
No, not really. We were in a Catholic girls' school.
So interesting.
I just remember it wasn't really sex chats. It was more, and I honestly, it was sanitary pads, tampons. Now, it could have been out that day. I don't know, but that was our sex chat.
Okay.
And it was a group of girls, Catholic school. That was that. And it was so funny then, since there was
this in primary school, was it?
No, this is in secondary school.
So you didn't get anything in primary school?
No, not an absolute ounce.
Were you in all girls primary school? Was it the same? All girls. Like, so what school was this?
I was in St. Columbus and Iona Road in Glasnevin. So there was boys in it, say, junior and senior infants. Then from first to sixth, it was all girls.
Yeah.
And then I was in an all girls secondary school as well.
So in primary school, there was never any sex ed?
Oh no, I got a book off my mom. Any questions,
so
let me know.
You're the first person. So like the other two guests I've had on do actually, and I had sex ed in sixth class. Like,
no.
That's mad.
So like,
they're probably like, you're going to on a girls' school. You don't need to know.
And I remember like someone I know, or, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend, she never got sex education either. And it was told, if you have sex standing up, you won't get pregnant. She was 14 and she had a baby.
That is, who told her that?
But this is all taboo because we didn't learn this stuff in school.
My sister's friend told me if you
lie down and you only do it for 2 minutes, then you won't get pregnant.
Yeah.
All this kind of hearsay like, it's terrible. Like, it is terrible. Where my mom got pregnant at 17 with me and she had me at 18. Now, she said she'd never take it back. And I know she honestly feels that way. She was a young mom. But she always said to me, like, Emma, live your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's meant to happen, but don't plan it. You know what I mean? Like, protect yourself.
Yeah.
Go on contraception. Here, I think I'm doing a fair job. Like, do you know that way?
But you've gotten this far.
Yeah, I've gotten this far as well. And I don't feel I'm missing out either. Like, there was a stage, I was planning a family. But now I'm just like, I'm really happy with my life right now. That I think the way sometimes society can be, you see your friends, you know, with families and you see them married. And I think that's really changing now, that the amount of people I know that are like, I don't want kids. And I'm like, yeah. And it's nearly like, do you really want children? Mm-hmm. Or are you just thinking you want
because
children?
Because all your friends have children.
Because all your friends have children. That was the thing. You're a maternal person.
Mm-hmm. And the mothers, like that's...
And that's something I'm kind of questioning as well now, because I know I'm a maternal figure. Mm. And I know I'm the eldest grandchild. I'm the eldest, you know, sibling. I do love my little niece. And I was at that point of like, ooh, do I want a family? And now I'm like, I'm kind of 50-50 about it.
Like, you're just back from a 3-day music festival.
Yeah, literally.
Like having a ball.
And it is that kind of like, I want my life to go with that? Because if you have that, do I want that to continue? Or that could be something completely different. So you kind of just have to go with it. I'm just going with it. I'm
and
not pressuring myself.
It's so refreshing
myself.
Hearing someone talk like that as
and
well.
It's, and that's something I think there needs to be a lot more conversations about, because the amount of people that I know who've been through IVF at a really young age, who really struggled with it, and that is exactly what they want. And I couldn't wish any more happiness for them. And then you see other people who don't want children. I just think there's so many conversations that can be had now that, you know, it's all about what you want in life, or your partner, both as a unit, not as like, and you have that conversation. But I don't think people are, like, where if you said that a few years ago, like, I remember I was in my 20s and I was, you know, hanging around with a group of girls at the time, and they had children young. And I remember one of them said to me, oh, you're too selfish to have kids. I was 21, 22.
Oh my God.
And I was only after getting a really good career job then. And I just turned around and I goes, yeah, damn right.
Well, I love that you were like,
Damn right.
You knew then your worth.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. Damn right. Damn right. Like, why? Like, I'm 22. Why would, do you know what I mean? I know they'd never take that back because, like, you'd never take that back. And that's amazing. And they reared, like, children at such a young age. Like, they deserve an absolute medal. I don't know. Like hands off to all the young mothers out there, even looking at my mom doing it. But I just was like, I wouldn't plan for it right now. I'm young. Like, I'm only starting out my career. Do you know that way? And I just thought it was real. I just thought it was just a bit of a mean thing to say.
Especially for women to say to another woman. Like,
but it wasn't. And it wasn't even a conversation I was having, saying, oh, would you like kids? I was 22. I just said something and I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
Do you know that way? So I was like, okay.
No, such a good conversation to have with your dad, right?
Big time.
Okay, so we'll get on to a more funny topic. Mm-hmm. Tell me your most embarrassing period story.
Okay.
Funniest or most embarrassing?
Okay, I'd say it's probably recent. I was thinking of this last night.
I love everyone on the podcast so far has been it's actually quite
recent. It's actually quite recent, to be honest, because I know you were saying this to Hillary last week and I was away in Venice with my boyfriend and
that was only a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
That was in like March, April.
Yeah.
And I was away or whatever like that. And I had like a pair of like mint colored jeans on, a little top or whatever. And I knew like I brought tampons away with me. I was like, I always bring one or two just in case, you know, if I get my period. But I didn't think of it because normally I'll always feel when I'm getting them. I just know exactly when I get them.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel that time. I think I was at the Lean Tower Pisa or something like that. Excuse me. And I was like, grand, and you know, grand, and walking around wherever. I went to the toilet, and I was like, fuck me. I just see this big, huge stain in my trousers.
On your trousers, the mint.
Oh, the mint. I was like, oh my God. Now, it wasn't like a little dot. Like, I mean, it was like, yeah, like that. It was right in the crotch, and I literally straight away, I wanted the world to swallow me up. I was like, are people looking at me walking around with like, you know, this stain on my trousers? I felt, you know, that horror. You want the world to, you want to curl up and die. And I literally felt like crying. I joke, you know. And I said to my boyfriend, I was like, I'm going to have to go on with it. Now, I did kind of wash it out a little bit or whatever and it was fine, but it was right. Like, you couldn't really see it because when you think about it, where, it was like where it's crotch. Positioned, it was right on the crotch where, you know, your jeans join. And I was like, right, went home or whatever like that and I washed it. And but I literally, you just feel.
And you're like, how? You're like, I have had 500 periods. I suppose, yeah. Like, I know. How many periods have we had? So when it happens, you're just like, oh my God, how does this happen? Like,
I know. I just felt like, so horrible and disgusting. But then when you go home, you know, I wash myself in the hotel, you know, change, everything like that. But you want the world to literally eat you up. And because literally if someone was looking around, it's like...
And then even like the tissue in your knickers, you're like, oh, walking around till you get back. Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. We've all done that, ladies. You're going in making a DIY in the bathroom.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we're like,
100%. And it's horrible. Like, do you know that way? And I think the likes of like globally, basically... All bathrooms should have sanitary products for free, like for women, because it's just like, I know.
Yeah, we don't choose. It's not like buying chewing gums. Like,
yeah, we don't choose to get it. That's why I think it should be free and all. Like, or else, even if they had them behind the bar, go and ask the staff for tampons or something, because every single woman or 50% of the population in the global world gets periods.
So
I do think that's something. And I know it's actually, you know, Riley, they all the press up. People have sanitary products in every one of their like bathrooms, hotels,
which is brilliant,
and it's amazing.
That's such a step
and
forward.
You actually feel really relaxed knowing, oh, I'm going to whatever Mammy Yo's tonight and all. Oh, I know, I'm going, oh, grand. You know, you bring one in your bag, but you're like, I know they have them.
Yeah.
Or if you knew they do, they're, oh, that hotel's down the road. I know they've something in there. If a shop wasn't open.
Yeah.
So I just think something like that needs to happen. Like I think for a woman, you just feel.
Yeah. And what about any of the stories from when you were younger?
Oh, when I was younger, I don't know. I'm trying to think now. It's always like you never wear the white dress when you're going out. If I had a euro for every time, my friends would be like, check the back of me, check the back of me, check the back of me. I'm like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. What's your flow like?
But then I find sometimes it's when you wear the white jeans for the first time in age and you're like, yeah, my period just came 3 days early. It's like your body knows. Yeah.
It knows. It's because like, it's relaxing. It's like,
It's like I'm in white jeans. I have an afro in my hand.
Yeah,
like,
that's coming, girl.
Yeah, you're
that's
just so, coming. If you're wearing white jeans, it's summer and you're drinking.
100%.
So your period's just like, oh, we're so chill. Yeah. I just come early.
I'm trying to think now. Not that I remember. It was just that one that I remembered.
Good story though. Especially it was so recently.
Yeah.
So in your house growing up, do you have two or three sisters?
Two sisters.
So all the hormones.
All the hormones.
What did you call your period in your house? Did you just call it your period?
Oh my God, it's so funny, right? So I call it I think I used to call it when I was younger my things. Mm. Then I hate when fellas call it your flowers. Like, what is the crack with that? It's flowers. Actually the ick of all icks.
I actually prefer flowers to on the blob, to be honest.
No, there was none of that.
On the blob.
My man.
Because you had no lads in school. You were in all girls school. We used to be the lads. She's on the blob. No, I'm not.
Oh, no, actually. I remember my ex used to say, are the painters in?
The painters in.
Or is there a mouse in the house?
Sorry, I tell you a funny one. My husband says, are you broken? Like, out of service. You broken?
Is there a mouse in the house? Yeah.
A mouse in the house. I like that one now.
Is there a mouse in the house?
Or we'd be like, he's like, honey, are you fixed? He's going to kill me now for talking about this. Are you fixed?
I'm
like, yes, I am. Funny.
Yeah,
funny.
Like, I'm actually well capable of everything right now.
I am back in action. Yeah. Are you broken?
And then my mom is always calling her others.
Her others.
Have you got your others? And then what does my nana call it? Like something real old school, like, are you menstruating? You know, proper like that. I'm like, ah, here.
But we should. I think it's funny. Like,
I say my period now. Period full out. I don't say any code name. I'd be like, oh, I have my period. And I remember I said it there about, I think 2 weeks ago, I was talking to my brother and I was like, oh yeah, something about period. And he went, oh, TMI. I was like, TMI. Yeah. I was like, you have a girlfriend and you grew up with four women.
Yeah.
Four women. I was like, way out of that.
Yeah. But you can't really blame lads either because like you were embarrassed by tampons when you were 16, 17.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The lads certainly didn't. And even like that with sex ed in school, like I feel like the lads should have been given.
I agree.
Something to the same level of even like, this is what happens to women. This is what they're going to use. You're going to see these tampons in your bathroom when you get married.
And, yeah.
Do you know that way? So you can't really blame because they just see, even like ads on TV, what the only thing they do see, the period blood is blue.
Oh my God. Annoying. We were chatting about this and it's like in the laboratory, like jug poured. It's like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
Like, you know that way. And then when guys are like, it's like, that's the reality of it all. Like, yeah. I don't, like, there's no blue liquid coming out.
You're like an alien.
Yeah. Do you know that way? It's like when you cut yourself, that's just the way it is. Do you know that way? But I do think they need to be educated on that as well. Do you know that way when they're younger? So then when they do have girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, you know, they can talk about it at a really relaxed, going, oh, do you have your period? Do you want me to go get your tampons? It's not like, you know,
and
that way.
We can like educate, like, obviously, any of our partners now and like, kids down the line and like it's like the next generation. You can't really blame like our dads and stuff because it just was so taboo.
100%. It was under the carpet. It was just
like contraceptives were illegal for most of their life. Like, do you know that way? So it is kind of something that at least we can kind of say, okay, you can kind of cut them some slack.
100%.
So in terms of contraceptives, you've been on the pill.
Yeah.
Did you say you took the implant?
No, the depot.
The depot.
Yeah.
And what was the one in between?
What did I take then?
Oh no, you were saying...
Oh, I went on that...
The mini pill.
Then after the depot.
So you've done...
Sorry, I done the mini pill. I done the pill for ages. Then I came off it for 4 years. Then I went on the mini pill then, I started getting like really bad cramps in my legs like and stuff like that. And then I was like, I'll change. I went on the depot and I haven't been on anything since last September, so...
Amazing.
Contraceptive free over here.
Love that. Everyone I've talked to so far has actually had no contraceptive. So what do you use? Do you just track yourself?
Yeah, or track myself, literally.
Like with your app or are you using something like Natural Cycles?
App. I use an app. But okay. I kind of know myself because I haven't got Natural Cycles, but I know myself. Mm-hmm. And you're safe as well. Do you know, when you have a partner or a boyfriend, you know yourself to be safe. Do you know that way? But yeah, I just track so far, so good.
And you know when you're ovulating?
I can feel myself ovulating, which is weird.
I was ovulating last night and I can literally feel which side it's moving from.
Oh, I'm mostly the right, I'm mostly the left side.
Oh, mostly the left,
Yeah. And I always say it's like you have a knife and it's twisting like that.
Oh no, you poor thing. So,
but it's not as bad lately, but I could tell you, you know, when you nearly feel that pressure, I'm like.
Sometimes I actually had really bad ovulation pain last night. And again, like, I've had so much, I'm just up the walls at the moment, but I'm like, God, it's so mad how much stress affects your hormones because 100%. My diet is absolutely on point. My supplements are on point. I'm doing everything else so well because I'm trying to look after myself. But it's like, you can't escape stress sometimes.
Oh,
it's like,
no
matter what you think you're doing, my sleep is really good, but I am being chased by a bear the whole time. Oh, 100%. I know I am.
I'm PMS, right? I know I'm doing my period this weekend. And obviously I'm a bit under the weather, you know, after the festival, whatever like that. And I'm feeling a bit fatigue. But I didn't know, like, I actually was looking at my flow app and I was like, oh, I'm PMS because my boyfriend, like, I thought he said something to me last night. I was like, and he was like, well, you are so, I was like, what do you mean? I'm so emotional. I was like, don't you say that. was like, oh, fuck, it's PMS.
Yeah.
And but I knew
you don't always get it.
You don't always. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't always get PMS all the time. But then I'd get it, say, a few times a year as well, where I'm like, oh, here we go. But I let it flow. Like, you have to let the whinge in. But then once you're aware, going, oh, it's just the hormones. Like, you just kind of have to be weary of it. Like,
I always think, like, say me even talking about me, like, really bad ovulation pain yesterday. At least I can take a step back and be like, I know why this is happening. Yeah. Like, I'm under stress. Okay, I need to just chill out a bit more this week. Like, it's kind of, I always think your period and your hormones are your body's way of checking in. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if your period is bad this week because you were at the festival. Like, had a ball, but like, even just the adrenaline of running around, have like oh a mad gosh. Thing. Like, that will, is going to steal some of your progesterone. Do you know that 100%. Way? And the less progesterone we have in the run up to your cycle, the worse, unfortunately, your PMS is going to be. So, it is so interesting.
That
so
does make sense.
With you, are you comfortable then, like, having unprotected sex after you ovulate?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wouldn't bother me. But, like, it's all about, you know, yourself. Like, you know, you're not just going to be like, oh, go free reign there. Like, do you know that way? Like, but that wouldn't bother me at all. Like, I'm in a relationship a while now. Like, so, and obviously, going into a new relationship, I always get checked. I'm very, very important about being checked. Like, I mean everything, because you just have to. Like, you just have to be like weary. You have to be responsible after your own sexual health and get like mega
checked.
You're
the only one that will ever do it.
Oh yeah. I was like,
no one's gonna be running after you.
I was like full NCT me, like give me the works. Like, and I think once you both know you're both super safe and like you're you know, grand, then you're fine.
And I think that's what so many women struggle with, Emma, that they're afraid to have sex after ovulation, think they're gonna get pregnant. And that's another thing that I'm like, imagine we had a thought this in school, that like once you ovulate, you cannot get pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's so refreshing to talk to someone.
No, I'm not afraid
at all.
Who's
been doing it as well. And you're like, you're so confident. And Hillary was the same and Jenny was the same. So that's our third guest, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Who just track your cycle. But the problem is knowing your cycle.
It's knowing your cycle. Yeah. It's being comfortable with your body. It's being comfortable about to have these conversations with the likes of yourself. Do you know that way? And it's actually, you have to remember as well, if you don't know about this stuff, do research, look into it. So I was at that point and then I found Sinead's pod with you and I was like, oh my God. Then I started going into this hole on your page. Then I was like, I need to have you on. So now I'm like, I'm doing the work that I want to know. Okay, I want to learn more about the cycle, me. Do the work. No one's going to do it for you. So if you want to find out that information, just go and get it, because no offense, your GP ain't going to tell you. She's not going to, she, he, them, they're not going to tell you, because they have so much work to do in all areas. Your gyno might, and there's not enough gynos in, like, you know, Ireland. So just, I know Google can be your best friend, but like, Ashing over here, wizard.
Yeah.
Just go into a hole on her highlights.
Yeah. And honestly though, and that was the next question I was going to ask you, like, what has been your biggest source of information in terms of hormones? Like, you were on the pill for so long, and then it's only really in your 30s that you had this kind of almost like awakening and understanding.
I'd say
of it,
you.
Isn't it?
You.
Love that.
100%.
The hormone genie.
Now, telling you, the minute I was like, this makes sense. I'm not a freak. I'm not a weirdo, because you're not taught this. And I'm 36. So I only started learning properly about my hormones a few months ago when I'm 35. And it's really sad, because if girls in their 20s actually knew this or were educated, even in college, you know, they were educated on this, if they didn't want to have too much detail in school, think of how more confident they'd be, how more secure, less anxiety, because they're in control. Oh, my hormone. Oh, my period's coming up. That's
I'm
why
finding
I'm like
my boyfriend.
That.
Why is him chewing making me want to kill him? And you're like, oh.
That was me last night.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're breathing. I'm like, see, always breathe this loud, like, before I get
that's
my period.
Me.
Like, just, and then I'm like, oh, I'm getting my period. That's why I hate my husband.
This makes so much sense. You know, when someone's like that, I'm like, stop.
But like, honestly, and then it's empowering. You're like, okay, I'm actually just being crazy. It's not anything. So,
yeah. And you actually think you're a weirdo. And then I hate when guys could easily gaslight you and be like, you are so dramatic. It's like, you don't know my hormones.
I would love lads to have to go through what we go through.
Have you ever seen those things years ago? It was on like YouTube before TikTok. And it's like where, oh my God, Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson, right? Where it was like they put all these sticky things on them going, period pains was number one, and then contractions. And they were like, right, we're going to show you what women go through. And they were like, I'd rather die than go through that again. I was like, there you are.
Every month. We do it every month.
Every month. And then maybe once every few years if you're having a baby.
Yeah. Lads would die.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Be like, right, switch on your thing. This is what I'm going through. So you go through it. Yeah. At the same time.
No, they'd actually die. They definitely would.
Oh, they would die. Yeah.
Okay, our last question.
Tell me.
This is kind of not even have to be hormone related, yeah. But what do you wish your younger self could know now in relation to like health and wellness? It doesn't have to be like, you know, you're meant to lose that job, like, but in terms of just habits or whatever you used to do when you were younger, what you believed when you were younger.
About
health and wellness.
I would say that I'd say just being educated on women's health, to be in control of your own body, that sometimes your hormones, they're there. You can't stop them. So this is just a natural way of being a woman and being at peace with that. Like, you can't fight that. You know, you just have to accept, you know, when your periods come, you're going to have PMS, being accepting and just having the knowledge of what your womanly body functions are. Okay, mm-hmm. Your period comes and you might feel like that half of the month and then the other half of the month, because even my PT would say to me, okay, where are you at in your cycle?
Amazing.
And I find this very important because no PT has ever asked me this. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, oh, I'm due my period. Okay, we won't go in with too much weights this week. And then I'd say, I'm finished my period. Right, testosterone's coming in now. We're going to load the bar. We're going to give it loads. And I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
But I'm more knowledgeable now. So when I know, and if I'm training myself, I'll go, where am I at in my cycle? And I look on my app and I go, oh, I'm due them. That's why I want chocolate. So I had a chocolate bar before me because I know, yeah, I'm due mine. I know my body,
yeah,
where I'll kind of walk this week. I'm tired. Next week, I know I'll have a really good week because
back in the gym,
I'll be finished, kind of finish my period towards the end of the week and I'll be, yeah, back in the gym and I'll be back on it because I know my body.
Love
where
that.
If I knew that when I was a teenager, I just thought I was like,
or even dieting, I think, like
dieting
that. In,
yeah,
your 20s, like weighing yourself 2 days before you get your period, you're going to be up. I go up by 5 pounds for my period.
Yeah, 100%. Water
and
retention,
like,
I'm
water
terrible
retention.
For.
Oh, my boobs go by 2 cup sizes, like when, yeah, I'm up the walls, like at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's, imagine, I think that like people trying to lose weight even and they're weighing themselves every Friday, not realizing that they're going to, yeah, be period in 2 days, like how much that would affect even then their mindset.
See, I didn't know that either, because I remember when I was younger, I was a lot heavier. I was 16 stone at 16.
Mm.
And I remember I joined Weight Watchers when I was near 17, and I lost about 5 stone in the space of about a year, year and a half. But I was always competing against myself. Even on my period, I was like, I have to get down. But yeah, I didn't know. So sometimes I'd stay the same and I'd be fuming. But I could have lost weight, but because of my period.
Yeah.
Where if I was educated going,
I'm not going to weigh myself.
Not going to weigh myself. Yeah. And even if I'm up on the scales and Weight Watchers and all, that's not me. I've, yeah, had a healthy week.
Yeah.
Not going to beat myself up over. That's just my hormones. But I didn't know that, where I was putting more pressure on myself, mm-hmm, then. Because I wasn't educated.
I know. But even there, like, I mean, if you're, yeah, running some like Simon World or Weight Watchers,
yeah,
you should be educated in female hormones as well.
100%.
Do you know that way that it's like.
And even as a PT, as a, yeah, gym teacher, as, yeah, you know.
I've actually done a few. I actually did a 100%. Webinar a few weeks ago with FlyFit, the whole company.
I saw that.
Oh my God. I saw that. On women's hormones.
Saw
and I've
that.
Done it with
amazing.
A few gyms. Like, I'm like, unbelievable for, yeah, especially men. Like,
yeah,
I've done a few gyms now where men want to come, they just want to learn more about female hormones. And I'm like, that's actually stunning, like, so, yeah, good that they care that much about their clients and want to help people and like want to educate themselves more and aren't afraid to be, yeah, like talk about periods and talk about cervical mucus and like it's,
oh,
just,
yeah. And I saw that you put up a post as well on bacterial vaginosis,
yeah,
and I was like, yeah, this morning, yeah. And it's so weird because that's the same as thrush.
So bacterial vaginosis is due to more like bacterial infection, where thrush is due to candida, which is like fungus infection, which,
yeah,
is very similar.
Yeah,
like
I was about to say that.
Is really similar. Yeah.
I was about to say that as well, because I was like, all right. And then you nearly think, oh my God, but it does make so much sense, because I was reading through that and I would get a bit of that.
Mm.
And I was like, but then when I checked in, I can always pinpoint, oh, I was stressed out then. That's why that, yeah, happened. Or I could have had a heavy weekend and that was why that, yeah, happened or whatever. So, you know, if you don't know any of this, check out every single post that Aisling posts about, because you don't feel like a weirdo. You're like, oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. And I posted like the one today, bacterial vaginosis. I'm like, I don't expect you to like this post.
No,
and,
like, I liked it. I was like, double heart.
And
double
like
heart.
Tag your friends. But I'm like,
no.
Put it in the WhatsApp group. Like,
totally.
We all have had this. Like,
100%.
Just need to know the basics of how it works.
Yeah.
Know?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could actually talk to you all day. I feel like people got loads of good nuggets in that episode as well. We're,
yeah,
talking a good few things. And,
yeah,
honestly, people should go follow your podcast. So fill people in. It's called Empowering Emma. Isn't,
yeah,
it?
Yes.
And it's just like uplifting positivity. Fill us in on kind of what guests you've had on,
yeah,
and what's coming up.
So I've had Aisling. So it's called Empower Emma. I actually record in the same studios as Aisling. Yes, Primal.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah, it's very real. I've had Denise Kenny Byrne. I've had Mark Fennell. I've had yourself on. And there's going to be like some other amazing guests on as well. Like, I've Yin Yoga Jen coming in now on the Shona Project. But we all talk about real topics as well. It is empowering, but it's very authentic, and I share my story and what happens, you know, what's happened in my past. And slowly but gradually, I think it's becoming more vulnerable, and it's just about to help people, to lift them up, to know that you're not alone.
Yeah, and it's brilliant. So definitely go. I'll leave all of her details
below.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you so much for coming in. And everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to leave all Emma's details. I'm sure you're following her already, but if not, she's a ray of sunshine. And I will talk to you all next week. Thank you.